There are many worlds in the multiverse. Some, like Kyrian, are islands alone, uninvolved with the greatest struggles of the planes. Some places, like Sigil, are awash with the conflicts that rage across them from upper to lower. Wars between angels and fiends, or demons and devils, playing out in the streets. Others, like Tal'Dorei or Faerûn, are worlds of adventure and magic, where the darkest deeds and the greatest heroism lie side by side. But all have the same thing in common. They are worlds of adventure and daring. Join us now as we experience the strife and danger of the multiverse in D&D 5th edition.
Hello, and welcome to Cult of Tea and Dice. I am Bloodied, and today we are in Session 7 of Dungeons & Dragons, Baldur's Gate, Descent into Avernus, Chapter 1. So I am your DM for this evening. I am Bloodied, and joining me as players, we have an Ill Porcupino.
Hi, I'm Ill Porcupino, and I'm playing Adelaide Crane, a halfling assassin.
And we have a Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing Gwariel, a fairy fighter.
And we have a Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick. I'm playing Sleek, who is an owlin barbarian.
And we have a Locus Centaurus.
Locus Centaurus, and I am playing Amber Hyde, who is a tabaxi monk.
And we have an Archive.
Hello, I'm Archive, and I'm playing Miri Brightwood, the half-elf cleric.
So, would anyone like to recap what happened last time?
Right, so the first thing that happened was we opened a door, there was dried blood everywhere, and we found a prisoner. A tiefling woman who was unconscious until Miri did a whole load of praying to Lathander, and her name is Vendetta Kreese. And she was very glad that we rescued her. She's a wine distributor of the Uthern family. And the cultists were pumping out for information on them and Jasso's security. Strangely enough, she came with us. We found a room full of guards and ladles slit all their throats, which was great. We desecrated a few more altars. We met a guard who we murdered horrifically. And then there was a guy with a huge club, fighting a guy with a fleshless skull face, who's called Zaz. Who's named Zaz. This is Mortlock Vampather, whose mother is the mad asshole who wants to take over from the Flaming Fist, and who has been paying the cult. So, not terribly pleased with them. He's got two brothers. I can't even read that.
Thirstwell and Amric?
That's it.
Yep.
Thirstwell is about surveillance, and Amric is the money guy. And they hang out in somewhere called the Low Lantern, or one of them does. He offers us some treasure to kill Zaz, and then we persuaded him to help us take his bro in, and then give us it. We moved into the room, and Zaz had a bit of a monologue. Vaz had a monologue. I can't remember if it was Vaz or Zaz. Either way.
It felt Vaz, but either way works fine.
Yeah.
Either way, he's dead.
Yeah, he's fucking dead now. We beat on him and beat on him and beat on him. And then at the top of one page, it says, Vaz drops dead. Then we had a little short rest. Mordlock is coming with us because quite likely what's going to happen is he's going to take us to his brother. We're going to capture his brother. Then we're going to capture him because he thinks he's going to get away. But then we found the cultist's treasure room and looted the fuck out of it, getting a shitload of money and quite a lot of stuff that was a bit Tiamat-y. I've kept the porcelain mask because I'm going to grind it down and make something else out of it. Ladle has taken the crown. And we've divvied up the golden jewels. There was some red crystal vials with gold stoppers. We don't know what they are. We got some alchemist fire and some other stuff. And now, I believe, we are about to traipse all the way back to that one door we didn't go through right at the beginning.
Okay, so you're going back to the place that had the three, the dead three doors.
Well, we've done all of the doors we've found so far, right? Other than that one door. We've cleared everywhere out, so we probably should go back and look.
That is the one place you haven't been.
Yeah, so let's go back and been there.
Okay, so let me just quickly take a snapshot of that for you.
Are we taking the prisoner and the other dude with us?
Yeah, well, Vengeance or Vendetta doesn't want to leave us. And he has to come with us because he's going to help us take his brother captive.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. It is the south-facing door, which is the Merkel door. A cloaked figure whose face is hidden under a cowl. In his skeletal hands, he holds a screaming human skull. Lying on the floor of this otherwise empty room are the pale bodies of three humans in filthy black robes, arranged in a triangular formation. A lit torch lies between them. A rough-hewn staircase to the left leads down to another torch-lit chamber.
I'll look over at Mortlock. Is there any chance you know what this is all about?
Well, those are the necromites of Merkel. I'd guess this is an ambush.
Fair. Murder time.
Yeah. At which point one of them just goes, "You fucking bastard!" And the three of them leap up. So, roll for initiative, everybody.
Yeah,
Fucking hell. Okay. Let's roll. Right. So, anyone above 20?
I got 22.
Okay, so that's Ladle on 22. 21, 20, 19, 18, 17.
Yep.
17 for Guariel. The Necromites are on 16.
So am I.
You'll go before them because you are a player character. So that is Amberhide. I just realized I should also actually be rolling for Mortlock. Let's roll for him. See where he goes. He's on. Right, so he's on. 15. Okay, Mortlock is on 14. Anyone else on 14? 13? 12? 11.
Salik's on 12.
12 for Salik, which just leaves Miri. Where are you, Miri?
9.
Miri's on 9. Okay. Right, so top of the round, Ladle. There are three guys in robes who have just got up from their thwarted attempt at an ambush. They are annoyed about it, to be honest. They've got flails, so...
I will go with my usual attack and try and blow gun one of them.
Okay.
Yep. Ooh, we're all 19.
That hits.
25. I left this dice in the dice trail for a week, and now it's rolling, well, 2 weeks, in fact.
It's
18 and a 19.
Yeah, it's doing a...
It has been punished. It's learned its lesson.
It really has. Okay.
So it's... do I get my extra D6?
I think it's not if you've hit them the previous round.
No, that will be giving her advantage. But you wouldn't get your D6 because you're not rolling with advantage because they're not in 5 foot of any of us.
That's
yet.
Right, yeah. That's a sneak attack. So it's just 5 piercing damage.
Yeah, so you hit one of them. You hit the one closest to you with a needle there.
Yeah.
He does not look happy. Right. So, Guariel, you are up next.
Necronite 2 gets Guariel to the face. Close with him and smack him about a bit.
Okay.
It should be pointed out to everybody that while we have had a short rest, Gwariel still looks quite injured. Okie dokie. That'll be a 25 to hit.
Okay, yes, no, that definitely hits them.
And then I am sword and boarding it. So, 10 points of damage.
Okay, yeah, he looks quite hurt. Like,
I think this is the last place that there are any people. So, action surge, I'll hit him again.
Okay.
I miss him again.
What did you get?
Unless his DC is 9, I miss.
No.
Never mind.
Yeah, worth a try. Amber Hyde, you go next. So there's a guy who's been needled. There's a guy who's currently got a Gwariel attached to him in ways that he doesn't like. And there's one other guy who's currently unengaged. Who do you want to hit?
Mr. Unengaged.
Okay.
Let's change that about him. 22.
Okay, yeah, that hits.
7 points of bludgeoning.
Oof. You deal him a solid thwack. He doesn't look as bad as the guy Gwariel is slicing at, but he still looks quite hurt. Okay, so the necromites are up. Necromite number one is going to try and engage with Ladle. So,
how far away is Ladle from me?
Well, it's a fairly small room, so because it's only
I'll be standing at the top of the stairs. Though I'm not in close range of him.
Okay, yeah, you know you'll be. Yeah, okay. So
he's gonna have to come up to me if he's gonna hit me.
He would have to get. Yeah, he'd have to get past like. He'd have to get past Gwariel and Amberhide.
I mean, he's welcome to try.
Actually, hold on. Let me have a quick look. I think they've got something. Ah, okay. They're actually going to try something else.
Okay.
So he makes a gesture and just sort of throws out some kind of magical attack from his hand in the shape of a claws. So he rolls that. I'm guessing an 11 does not hit you.
No, thank goodness.
Yeah, no, he fucking misses. The claw things go flying high on that.
It's stuck behind the door, like, oh my god!
Necromite number two will try and hit you, Gwariel. Fuck no. He got a 6, so yeah, that's not gonna do shit.
I literally as he's sort of flailing wildly, I just sort of tap the haft of his flail so it just misses, and then look at him like, what are you doing? Can you not fight?
He's getting angry.
Good.
And guy going here? For Amberhide gets a 12?
No,
didn't think so. Yeah, so they completely fluff any attempts to actually get you. Guy number one gets a mortlock upside the head. Ooh, I think that probably hit. Oh, this guy's probably fucked. That fucking hits. Fuck. So that's... Yeah, okay. That is... his skull no longer exists. He just... Mortlock just swings his club down, and the guy's skull just... He doesn't have a head anymore.
This time.
Yeah, basically. Right, so Salik, you're up next. There's two guys still standing.
Okay. I will head round to number three.
Mm-hmm, the guy is with Amberhide. Okay.
And... battle axe to the face, I think.
Okay.
That is going to be a 14 to hit.
That hits.
And then that's going to be a total of 8 slashing damage.
Yeah, you actually, as you slash across, you actually open up his throat and he just goes down gurgling. He's gone. So there's just the guy on Guariel left. Miri, there is one guy still standing.
I mean, can you guess?
It's going to be Sacred Flame, isn't it?
It's going to be Sacred Flame.
It's a classic for a reason.
It's my cantrip that does damage.
Yeah. What the hey?
Yep. So he needs to make a dex saving throw against 13.
Okay. Let me just check what that dex modifier is. Okay, plus one. That's against 13, yes?
Yep.
He actually manages to dodge that, which is impressive. It's almost, it feels almost like an accidental sort of staggering out of the way. But he manages to avoid that. So we are back to the top. Ladle, one guy who's currently engaged with your bodyguard is currently standing.
Well, still standing is going to get a dot to the face.
Yeah. Ow, hopefully. Thank you, Winter. That hurt.
15 to hit?
Yep, that hits. They only have AC 11.
Oh, okay.
And you get sneak on this.
Yes.
Yes, I should have rolled two. No, I wouldn't have rolled two dice because the one I hit first time round is gone. Right, so.
Yeah, he has no skull.
6 points of damage. I rolled a 1.
That is enough. That is enough. You managed to get in through the eye and he just collapses down, clutching at the side of his skull. Yep, they're dead.
Cool.
Well done.
It's nice to see our opponents continue to be utterly incompetent.
I mean, they're mostly attacking, you know, civilians at night.
Yeah.
Okay, so following the pattern, there will be an altar nearby. Let's get to desecrating.
Okay, well, you go around and what you actually find is it's another one of those sort of little crypts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sarcophagus in there. It's sort of lid's gone. Two of the corners are pretty broken down.
Is this one sludge flavored or skeleton flavored?
Interestingly, you have a look in it, and underneath the thin layer of dust and human bones, you find 3 books.
I'm gonna dust off the books and check the titles.
Okay. None of them have titles, interestingly enough. You get the feeling these are spell books that probably belonged to people who might say, you know, have been murdered by cultists.
When I see him pick up the books, I'll give him a little tap on
you've hung
the highest bit I can reach because he's really tight.
you poke him in the left buttock.
I'd peer down at Ladle with like books in hand. Yes?
Very careful with the books. The one I opened had a demon skull smoke monster come out of it. It felt weird.
Into the book pocket they go.
Okay.
I'm a researcher. I have book pockets.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Amazing.
Okay. So yeah, that's all that's in there.
Well, you probably already knew that spell books could be dangerous, but...
They tend to be very personal. Because you have to copy your spells in there yourself. It's a bit weird.
Actually, I haven't seen you do that. I will reach into my bag and pull out the nasty book of nasty I got and hand it over to him because he looks like he's the best person to be dealing with that kind of thing.
I'll put it in another book pocket. I guess I should note down that I've got 4 spell books.
Yeah, it is locked. I did unlock it, but then I locked it again because when I opened it up, it was booby-trapped.
And the language is infernal.
Hmm?
Are any of these others locked?
No, none of these seem to be locked.
Okay.
I can open it again when you're ready to look at it, but just watch out for the skull abyss.
I don't have any specific use for them, so they're probably headed for either disposal or handing into like a college.
I'm sure Zodge will take them.
Yes, but will he pay for them?
A better question.
More importantly.
The locked one was from what's-her-face, Rat Lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are the other ones also from cultists, or are they from other people?
They don't look cultisty. So one of them is bound in red leather. The other one is umber-coloured and seems to have some kind of rune burnt into it. And the third one is a sort of some kind of black and scaly, you think, reptile hide?
Oh, no. Can I do some sort of perception or knowledge check to see whether or not it's dragon skin?
You're pretty sure it's not dragon skin.
Okay. That just means they might be dragonborn skin, which is somehow
possible. Or lizard. There are lizard men as well.
That's true.
Or any number of reptilian beings sent here.
And there are lizards.
There is.
Yes.
How many of them are large enough to... You know what? I'm not going to ask that question. So there is a red leather spellbook. There is an umber leather...
This is on its umber cover. I need to look at what the umber actually.
Umber is like a reddy brown, if I remember correctly.
Natural earth pigment orange. Consisting of iron oxide, manganese oxide. This is brownish. Can vary among shades of yellow, red, and green.
Oh.
But yeah, okay. It tends to be sort of a reddish, browny color. But it doesn't specifically say what kind of material it is.
Okay. Scaly perhaps book. If they belong to victims, Sodge can help them get back to their families.
I doubt that will happen, but sure. What does the Rat Lady one look like?
The Rat Lady one? It is black leather, and the locking mechanism is skull-shaped.
I mean, he did mention something about wanting evidence. I think we've got some fairly obvious... I've got the flails as well.
Yeah.
With a skull-shaped... locking mechanism. Plus, you know, we've got a witness who's fairly sure that we've eliminated the remainder of the cultists here.
Uh-huh.
Right, so, four spell books. Two flails or three by now?
I mean, all three of the guys in that previous room had flails.
I'm thinking like the boss ones. Because we had skull flail dude. We got Silver Skull Flail Dude. Yeah, looks like two.
Well, Silver Skull Flail was the necromancer who was female, technically, so. I'm nitpicking here. It's fine.
I've just got a bag full of daggers.
Yeah, as you do. Bag full of daggers.
Got two healing potions.
Better than a bag full of daughter.
Anything is fucking better than a bag full of fucking daughter.
Oh, dear. Yes. So, yeah, as far as you're aware, you have checked everywhere in this dungeon.
Excellent. Right.
Back to the bathhouse.
I suggest we leave here and take Vendetta back to safety. And then we, including you, Mr. Mortlock, go to a tavern and have a night's rest. And then we plan what we're going to do about your brother. Which one was it you were going to help us capture? It was the money guy, wasn't it? Amric in the Low Lantern.
Yes, Amric.
Then
we need to go back to Zodge as well to get paid.
Well, you can do that at the end.
I don't know. I don't know if this counts as having dealt with it all. Because
I mean, you have wiped out the cult.
Which what we were originally paid for.
Yes.
Well, in that case, yes, let's go back to Zodge. Because then he might pay us to capture Amric.
Ooh, excellent idea.
He probably wants to know what's going on as well. We've been gone a while, I think. I don't know what the time is underground.
No, neither do
I. I mean, at this point, we're probably going to have gotten to the gate with the dude who we sent up, but didn't tell him the gate was still locked.
Oh, yeah.
So,
That dude.
Yeah. These walls aren't exactly low, and I don't think he was in position to go climbing. So,
should we burn this building down, by the way?
I mean, the baths were nice, though.
I see.
We weren't hired for that.
Bear with me, then. I'm going to, as they're heading towards the doors to open the gates,
Wait, Alden, are you actually back in the courtyard of the bathhouse now?
We'd be making our way there, certainly.
Okay.
But I have a thing I want to do when we get back to the bathhouse.
Okay. So you get back into the bathhouse, fine. So you're in the bathhouse.
Right.
Itself.
First things first, I am going to close the secret door and then hammer two pitons into it so it doesn't open.
Okay.
And then, assuming we're going to leave the building, I'll have two more pitons ready for the next bit.
Okay.
Are we leaving to the courtyard now?
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, the door to the bathhouse was unlocked. It was just the gate into the courtyard that locked.
The moment everybody is outside, I'm going to pit on this door shut as well. I look outside door. And then using my chalk, I will write on it, under new management, please inquire, Adelaide Ladle, and then the address.
Okay. So this is on the door of the bathhouse?
Yes, on the door. Okay. I have claimed the bathhouse. It's now ours.
Okay. As you emerge from the bathhouse, five figures leap down from the top of the courtyard wall to confront you.
Oh, right, fair enough.
In addition to their black leather armour, they wear strange masks and cloaks that give each of them a vaguely dragon-like appearance. All five brandish curved steel blades reminiscent of dragon claws.
Ah!
The guy at the front looks at you. In the name of Tiamat, you will return what was taken.
Emberhide at the back is just going to sigh and go, really?
You must be the Tiamat cultists that the Dead Three cultists robbed, yes?
Yes, they are the ones who had our treasure, but we know where its presence is and we sense that you hold it now. We demand its return.
Conversely, I could stab you in the throat, which I then attempt to do.
Okay, we are going into...
I'm not fucking negotiating with Tiamat Cortez. That seems like a terrible idea.
Okay, is anyone else going to try and negotiate? Or just are we going into...
I'm not sure we get the chance.
So far, Gwariel has had one fucking line.
What happens with the Tiamat?
If it's cultists... For evil god, I stab them.
Okay, so could you repeat that, Porcupina?
What was the Tiamat item? Was it just the crown?
The crown and the porcelain mask.
I mean, it was basically all the treasure you picked up from that.
Okay. Right
thing last time.
Yeah, we ain't giving them all that back.
Okay. No. Yeah.
That's our payday.
Part of our payday. Well, we've still got to get the rest out of Zodge.
True.
Yes. Right, okay, so then, yeah.
By the way, these guys are evil, so...
I mean, yeah, they are evil, yeah. They're Tiamat cultists. Tiamat is not a particularly nice god, dragon, queen thing.
Understatement of the last several millennia.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so those... Okay, so Jesus, they're on that.
That's not a great sound.
Well, yeah.
Ow, Winter, stop it. I wanted to find out what this guy is on, because he's technically a different thing.
He's on that. Desk and working because they don't roll enough, so if I drop them on a low fucking number, they stay on a low fucking number.
Yes, mine yes. Sucks. Okay. Did anyone get over 20?
21.
Good lord, Ladle. There is no slowing you down, is there?
I rolled a 17.
Yeah, you are fast. Anyone else? No? Okay. The four non-talky cultists are on 20.
Fuck.
19?
Yes.
Okay, Amberhide. 18? 17? 16? 15?
Yeah, Salik's on 15.
15, Salik. 14? 13? 12? 11?
Yeah.
Okay, Guariel's on 11.
I'm on 10.
Okay, Miri is on 10.
And Talky Cultist right. is on?
Talky Cultist and Mortlock are both on 8.
Oh, that's going to be a spicy band.
Yes, yes it is. Ladle, you're up first.
So if I remember, there's pots and stuff to have. Can I pick up the layout of the courtyard again?
Yes, give me a second. I will get you a shot of the courtyard. Oh, that's actually a different... Oh my God, I can finally stop looking at the dungeon map.
Hey.
Wow. Wow, that has been a while. A bathhouse.
You're managing it now, Ladle. Can we still have nice baths?
I haven't managed to lock
it
yet.
Managing it.
We've just come out.
Guariel's taken it over.
No.
He's put my address on it, though, which is, you know,
I wouldn't have been able to do that yet because the cultists have mugged us. I'm thoroughly intending to do it after we've killed them.
I know, it is actually the same.
I'm going to have a word with the guild and see if I'll take it over.
I mean, you're probably going to have a regular customer in Amberhide.
So congratulations, now your bathhouse smells of wet cat. But yes, hey, you're in the courtyard, which is a sort of L on the outside. So yes, there are benches, there are there's the fountains, the grey sector things, there's bushes.
Decorative topiary?
Yes, decorative topiaries, that was it.
Okay,
you do actually notice that hiding behind one of the decorative toperies is the other dude you rescued.
Yeah.
I was wondering where he'd gone.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, the cultists do not give a shit about him, clearly. They don't care. He doesn't have any treasure on him.
Excellent. Whereabouts are the cultists? Are they kind of like right around the door?
Yeah, they're basically sort of at the around the gate, sort of there. If you see the near the fountain in the bottom right corner.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
They basically sort of jumped down from the roof as you were sort of
okay,
as you came out from the bathhouse and turned down towards the gate. Yeah. So at the moment you are about sort of
excellent.
You'd be about 20 feet away from them.
Okay. So I will duck behind the decorative hedge bush thing, the first one as you come out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Heading downwards. So I'll duck behind that. He came at the nearest one. And I will attempt to look at him.
Okay. Is it one of the regular cultists or talky bloke in front? Whose name is Altis?
Probably go for talky guy.
Okay. Go for Altis. Okay. Make your roll.
So that's a 22 to hit.
Okay, I'm just double checking, but I'm pretty sure that does hit. Yeah, that hits. That hits.
Yep. And that's just 5 piercing damage.
Okay. So that puts him on that.
And then I duck back behind the hedge. Oh, I need to keep track of my needles. Oh, I didn't. Okay. My needle's up in the last room.
Oops.
Okay. Okay.
I'm down to 41.
Right. The cultists
8 daggers.
Charge so. Forward. They all seem to be wielding. So yeah, they're sort of wielding curved daggers, which apparently count as sickles. So there's 4 of them. So basically, Ladle's jumped behind a thing. So basically, one's going at Amberhide, one's going to go at Salik, one's going to go at Guariel, one's going to go at Miri.
I will impose disadvantage on the one attacking Salik.
Okay, right. Well, going in the order on here. So number one's going to go for Amberhide. So he will make his roll. He got a 21 in total.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, okay. So that is... That's 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay, number two is going for Salik, but gets disadvantage imposed on him due to that. Yeah, he misses completely. You completely throw him off his stride.
Yeah, good just work. Smash the shield into him as he charges.
Yeah, the one going for you gets a 14.
Misses.
Misses. And the one going for Miri gets a 5, so completely misses.
Yeah.
Okay, so Amberhide, your cultist has just managed to cut a slash into you.
I liked this right. I would like to remove your head now. So I'm going to try and hit him with a quarterstaff, because this has removed a surprising number of heads already this evening.
I mean, crushed, removed, you know, same difference.
I somehow don't think a 9 is going to do it.
No, it does not. It doesn't hit them.
So I get a flurry of blows in because he hit me.
Okay, perfectly understandable.
So, strikey one. Ha, no. 13.
Yeah, maybe. No, that hits. That hits.
Sweet. That's an 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, there you are. He does not look good.
Excellent. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
21. And okay. 6 points of damage.
Yeah, he's dead. You, the quarterstaff, he dodges underneath, but you manage to catch him with 2 vicious blows, one to either side of the neck, and basically you just break his neck. And he goes down in a heap.
Remember, I have claws. His throat isn't there anymore.
Oh, right, yes, of course, because you're a tabaxi. Yeah, fair. Okay, Salik, there is a cultist in front of you who completely failed because Guariel completely threw him off.
Right, okay. I shall have a swing with my battle axe.
Okay.
For a mighty 19.
That hits, yeah.
Can you tell I've swapped dice?
Mm-hmm.
1d8.
D8? For a battle axe, is it?
Yeah.
Depends on if you're wielding it one or two-handed.
For one-handed, for two-handed, it's a d10.
Yeah.
Do you have a shield in your other hand?
No.
I'd use it two-handed then if I were you.
Yeah, okay, why not? That would be a total of 9 slashing damage.
Okay, yeah, you cut him open shoulder to hip. Various bits of offal come out as he collapses to the ground. Quite dead.
I am just imagining a tiny owl wielding a giant axe with both wings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun image.
Oh, yeah, God, Owlin are fucking amazing.
Right. So the one on
Amphite.
The one on Amphite died. The one on Sleep died. The one in front of me is still alive. The one in front of Miri is still alive.
Yeah.
If I went past them, could I do it in such a way that only one of the two could attack me on the way past?
I reckon so, yes.
Okay, so my actions are going to be as follows. First things first. Bonus action, second win.
Okay.
Well, that was pointless. But anyway, followed by going round the cultist in front of me and engaging Talky Fuck.
Okay, so...
So he gets an attack of opportunity on me as I go past.
Yep, so we'll roll for that. That is a 15.
Misses.
Okay, yeah, he was not expecting that.
No.
He's also slightly distracted by the fact that 2 of his comrades have just died messily. But yeah, you can engage with Ultis.
Okay. He is having a bad fucking day. 21.
Yep, that hits.
Now let's see how much damage I actually do to him now. Okay. That's pretty good. 11 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah. No, he,
I told you I'd stab you in the throat, didn't I?
You have not breached my throat yet, small one.
Give me a time.
Miri, there's one in front of you.
Yep, it's right in front of me, so I figure this is where my mace comes out.
Yes.
That was 15.
That hits.
Cool.
They're only AC 12.
And that is 4 bludgeoning damage.
You give him quite a nasty thwack. He's still standing, but he doesn't look happy.
Woo!
Right, so Altis is up next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a quick look here. So he will go and he will swing his sword at you. It's an 18.
Ooh, just hits.
Okay, yeah. Right, that is... So that is a total of 11 points of damage.
Okay, I'm still up, but I do not look well in the slightest.
You shall have no time against me.
You are such a fuck.
Morlock, meanwhile, steps up and engages cultist that you left standing there. Six to hit, so yes, that hits. And yeah, he just smacks the guy's... Basically, the guy doesn't have a neck anymore. It's just compressed into his upper body. So yeah, he topples over dead as well. So yeah. Ladle, back to you as you peek out from the topiary. There's only one of the standard cultists standing in front of Miri. Guariel is looking rough as he engages with this talky fellow Altis.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to shoot the tall guy again because I've damaged it once already, so I get an attack of an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And sneak attack because I'm engaging him.
I rolled a 9. Yeah, I rolled a 19. So 19, 23 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that hits him.
And I get an extra d6. Woohoo! 10 points of damage.
Ooh, you do him a nasty one. Right in the throat, cutting off his latest round of verbal barraging. In the name of Tiamat!
And then he my dog's back behind the hedge.
Pissed. Right, Miri, the cultist in front of you takes a swing at you. And yeah, no, he completely fluffs that. That's like a 7. He misses.
Great.
Amberhide.
So there's been a lot of brushing of various critical bits of anatomy. Who's left near me?
Near you. So there's one cultist engaged with Miri, and Altis, the chatty bloke, is engaged with Guariel. It appears we've just gotten a needle to the voice box. So those are your two options.
Which one of them actually looks like the greater threat? Because Altis has mostly been all mouth and has not even been that for the last couple of seconds.
I mean, he did do a nasty slash on Guariel, so
yeah,
he can back it up.
And
it's, you know,
Miri has soundly thwacked the one attempting to get her. So
yeah, and every other one else died in one shot.
I'm going to go over to Altis and say, "Stop that and whack him."
Stop that! It's silly.
Like, believe
suspect,
me,
I think
that entire line was definitely on my list of options. That's 7. Flurry of blows. Fuck it.
Okay, flurry of blows.
7.
No,
can you roll anything except a 1. 19.
Okay, that one hits.
And he's taking 8 points of damage to the voice box, if I have my way.
He bats aside your first and second of those that you do manage to slash at his throat, not deep enough to do a mortal wound, but sorry, how much was that again?
8.
Yeah, but he is decidedly unhealthy looking right now.
And scratched.
Salik, you're up.
I shall go for the cultist who's with Mary.
Okay, yeah.
That is a 16.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. For a total of 12 points.
Oh, yeah, no, he, yeah, you take his head clean off. Just.
Right.
Right.
I believe it's my attempt to murder the talkie fuck.
It is you, Quariel, yes.
I'm going to attempt to murder this talkie fuck.
Hmm.
I only manage a 13 to hit.
Let me just have a quick look. That actually hits.
Thank God for that. Damage-wise, 11 again.
You actually managed to get him. You feel free to describe your kill.
I'm going to stab him through the throat and just sort of gently lower him down to the ground and lean in, and I speak Draconic. And I will whisper in his ear, in his god's own language, one day I'm going to tear your god's head off and shit down her throat. And then I pull the sword out and he's dead.
He gives you the most wonderfully hateful look as he collapses dead.
So goodbye. Yeah,
there are now five dead cultists in the courtyard of this bathhouse.
I then go back and nail the door shut and write that we own the place on the door.
Yeah.
I look over at Ladle. You know, one of the first things we're going to have to do is clean up the place.
I was just thinking that. Not a good look.
I mean, indeed. Shall we at least stack the bodies? You know, so they're easy to get rid of in one go.
You can do that.
Hi.
I think we should let this poor man out.
Yes, please.
I'll go in.
I'm so sorry.
I'm only slightly severely wounded. It's fine. I'll just go and sit down by this fountain, shall I? I'm going to sit down on the by the fountain, and there's literally blood pouring out of my armor and just sort of pooling around where I'm sat.
I'm going to collect my needles. I get half of them back each time if I actually pull them.
Yep. Who here can open the door?
I can.
Okay. Ladle, please let him out.
Yep. I need to pick up needles. I'm not made of needles. I could be, but I'm not. So once I've got my ammo back, I'll hop over to the gate and open it up.
I'm not even going to make you roll for it because you're not under any pressure. So
yeah, cool.
You unlock it. Klim is very happy to leave. Vendetta also departs at this point, thanking you profusely.
Should I try and give Guariel some sort of basic first aid?
Yes, please.
I think you'd like that.
Okay.
Whilst that's happening, I will be in the background stacking bodies and checking their pockets.
How does mundane first aid work?
I mean, all it really does is stop you from bleeding out if you're on zero.
I'm above zero hit points.
So it doesn't really do much.
But, like, how to put this? I'm in single-digit hit points. I've used my second wind, and I've used all my hit dice for the day. So I'm fucked if anybody looks at me angrily.
Oh, wait. I've still got a channel divinity. I've got that back. We had a short rest, so I've got that back. Okay, I can do that.
Ray!
Because I'm completely out of spells.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Do you have a healer's kit?
Yes. But that just gets people off zero.
Yeah, that just stabilizes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can get people off zero really well, mundanely. But,
so can I.
Okay, so I can... Miri's basically going to do a quick prayer, and Guariel can have 10 hit points.
Thank
up
you.
To half his maximum.
Up to half my max.
Yeah, it doesn't take you above half your maximum.
Okay, so I'll cap out at 11. My maximum is 12. 22, sorry.
Yeah, it's preserve life. It doesn't take you that high.
No.
But it's all we've got left.
It's over doubled my hit points, so...
Oh, that's nice.
It means I can take two blows from an angry person rather than one. Thank you!
But now I am completely out of healing until I sleep.
I believe that is where we should go now.
We really ought to sort some sort of proper rest.
I think we should rest before we go talk to Zodge, honestly.
I agree.
What time is it?
It appears to be early morning.
Ah.
You've sort of, because you went in at like midnight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we did.
You've been in there a few hours.
A big dungeon.
Yeah, and you did take a short rest, which, you know.
Yeah.
Short rests still are some time. So the sun's starting to come up. You think maybe five-ish something?
So maybe we go have some breakfast and then sleep for a bit.
Yeah.
Should we send some sort of message to Zodge so he's not confused that we vanished?
Well, Zodge, you know, he did say he'd be keeping an eye. So you don't necessarily think...
as well.
Let me just check roughly how it's accepted here. He didn't really say that you had to, like, come directly back to him. He basically sort of said that he'd know if you dealt with it, because, you know, the cult wouldn't be going around killing people anymore.
Okay. Sleep sounds like a good idea, then.
Yeah.
Breakfast first, then.
I will lock the gate behind us as we leave.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll probably head back to my... Are we going to a tavern to rest, or are we going back to our places that we live?
Well, I live in taverns, so, and your house is not particularly large, is it?
No, you could probably sleep in the shop.
So are we all going to Ladle's shop?
I don't know if I'd fit.
I couldn't fit everyone in. No.
Then why don't
Guario would fit in my shop.
Right. Why don't we all go to a tavern then? Because we've just pissed off a bunch of cultists. Two lots of cultists, in fact. So it would probably be a good idea for us all to stay together.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
At some point, I guess I'll have to go and fetch my other stuff from my lodgings.
Hmm.
But for now, this is fine.
We could even go and stay back in the Elf Song. It didn't look that expensive, right?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look too bad. Plus, you did just find a shitload of treasure, so, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got goodwill with the guy for eliminating the danger.
Yeah, let's go stay there, then.
Hmm. We do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you return to the Elf Song and...
Barkeep, breakfast for everyone who's sitting at this table with us. So breakfast for all of us. Breakfast for us.
Right. He looks at you all sort of... Tell you what, why don't you go to the dining room upstairs? The one with the Displacer Beast head on the wall? Yeah.
Yes. We're
yeah. Well. I'll bring it up there.
Just to check, is Mortlock still with us?
Yes, he is. Because if he tries to slink away, Guario will make him not.
All right.
Yeah. He's not tried to make a break for it or anything so far. He seems content to stick with you for now.
Well, he's just pissed off the cult that he supposedly worked for, and presumably his entire family. So he'd have to be a dumbass.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, his brothers tried to get the cult to kill him. So, yeah. He doesn't really have anywhere else to go at this point. Certainly not in Baldur's Gate.
We are by far and away his best option.
Really, you are.
Poor fuck.
Yep. So, yeah, not too long after Alan brings up a quite hearty selection of breakfast. There's meat and some fruit. I mean, sort of weird, sort of honeyed flavored milk based drink. I'm not totally sure what that is, but it's quite nice because, you know, beer for breakfast would just be odd. Or wine, yeah. Well, there's also some fruit juices, but yes. There's also some quite nice sort of light cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Of using lightly salted almonds.
Yeah.
Yes. But yes, so you have a quite nice breakfast.
I assume we eat breakfast.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was this place called again?
The Elf Song Tavern.
Gosh, that really was quite a day.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to have all sorts to write home about after this.
Mm-hmm.
What my mother said when she was young, she went on adventures in the city. I'm not quite sure she had adventures like this. If she did, she's certainly not mentioned them. Sorry?
It depends on the city. If it was this city, she almost certainly had exactly the same sort of thing.
Do you think it was the city?
Then yes, I do. This place is awful.
Oh. No, she would make it sound like she had a wonderful time.
It's not so bad once you get used to it.
It's the getting used to it that some people find difficult. And indeed, terminal.
Some of us even thrive. Be more interesting than the Shire.
Miss Crane, you are forgetting something.
Yes?
This is the first and last time I am allowed to remind you.
Oh, do we need to do that now?
Yes.
Okay, I make the offering.
Thank you.
Was it a horn?
A small piece of food and a small piece of drink from your food. That's all it is. So you literally have to take like a spoonful of your drink and a spoonful of your food and put it on my plate. Gwariel's like.
So I get one of the nice looking pastries. Whatever Gwariel's most of and in most, I will make sure I take a sample of that from my plate to give to him.
Thank you very much. I am afraid. From this point on, I cannot remind you. I am only allowed to remind you once. If you fail to do it, my charge to you will end, and you will not be able to hire me again.
Every morning, then?
Every morning.
Every morning?
Yes.
Okay, so at breakfast.
Yes, exactly. Please do not forget, because I quite like working with you, and it would be a shame if you could never hire me again.
Indeed.
Once we've finished eating, Gwariel would very much like to fall over in a corner, please. Because I fucked.
Yeah. How long's the long rest in this again? Is it?
It's 8 hours.
Yeah.
It was like a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless we short rest, see Zodge, and then long rest.
I don't feel safe walking around Potter's Gate with
very not well.
And there is a chance Zodge might send us somewhere else, and I have zero magic.
I am literally just above single digits.
Yeah. And I don't know about everyone else, but even if I had a short rest, I don't have any hit dice left to apply.
No, neither do I.
Because we did that already in the dungeon.
Yes. It took a long time to get through that fucking dungeon. And those of us on the front line we didn't die, but we did get fucking beaten from pillar to post.
I have just realised, though, it is the...
Go on.
Oh, it's the start of a new day, so before I sleep, I do need to do my prayers.
Fair enough. Trying to find a rubber, but I can't find my rubber. Oh, there's mine. Excellent. I'm going to go to sleep. Do we get to go to sleep?
Yes, you get to go to sleep.
Hooray!
Mary, as a cleric of a god of new beginnings, will do her sort of daily prayers before sleep.
Okay.
Really the wrong side of sleep, but morning feels more important.
Little Porky Peanut?
I'm going to tuck a couple of the extra pastries into a napkin, and wherever Gwariel goes to sleep, I'll just pop them by his bed.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else doing anything else before they go to sleep?
I'd like to check on my shop, but we have decided not to split up, so maybe we'll go and wake up.
Pino, you might want to turn your camera off. It's saying your network bandwidth is low.
Oh, no. It does that occasionally. If it becomes a problem, I'll turn it off.
Okay.
Long resting then.
You know. Yes, so you all take a long rest. You have been restored back to full health.
Thank fuck.
Take long rest. Confirm.
Right. So your plan was to go see Zodge?
Yep.
Or do we have to?
Do you want to get paid?
Have to.
I mean...
Do you want to get paid?
Yes, but...
Yeah, then you kind of have to go and hand in the evidence with the rest of us.
Oh, but Zodge...
He is a colossal prick, but he's a colossal prick who will execute us if we don't complete this mission. I'm not that bothered about the money. I'm more bothered about the fact that he's threatening to chop our heads off.
I mean, he's very stressed right now.
Well, if
I mean, there was also the whole thing of he was going to get us if we didn't try and do the jobs. But there was also a real chance that the job was going to do it for him. So, yeah.
Basically, he's a prick. But we need to go and tell him what the fuck was going on, honestly, because I'm sure he'd quite like to know about who was behind it all.
Okay.
I assume Mortlock's still there when we all awake.
Yeah, no, he is actually still there.
Good, good.
He has decided that he's better off sticking with you.
Does he want to come and see Zodge, or does he want to try and avoid that bit?
He would rather not go see Zodge with you. He suggests, look, I'd rather wait here. Let's be honest. You tell Zodge what's going on, he'll probably immediately just try to have me hung.
Okay. You stay
and
here.
I really can't... Yes. I'm going to help you catch my brother. I'd rather be alive to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could always wait at Badal's Remedies if you didn't want to wait in the public tavern.
I would rather wait in a tavern, to be honest. I don't Fair think enough. There's much I can drink at your shop. Unless it's a very strange apothecaries.
The ones?
Yeah, it'll probably keel over.
I didn't say it was a good drink. Shall we go see Zodge?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go see Zodge.
You head off to the Basilisk Gate.
I'm going to be riding Cryokon there because I do not feel like walking.
Entirely fair. Cryokon is very happy to be spending some time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Does Cryokon have a favourite nibble?
Yeah, it's called anything. Literally anything. It's if it is cheese or meat, yes. He's one of those.
Okay. I've got some of the
animals.
Meat left over from breakfast. I'll probably just slip him a couple of slices as we go.
I have to admit, I do now wonder what the Sword Coast's equivalent of wolf apples is.
I don't know what wolf apples are in outside of the Sword Coast.
So, Cryokon is a maned wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Their primary diet, in spite of being effectively a very large fox, is a fruit called a wolf apple. And they're called wolf apples because it's their primary diet.
Okay. There is a certain amount of logic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just like, is there a fey apple of some kind that they usually feed on?
There probably is. It's knowing the fey world, it's probably an apple made of meat, though. Because the fey world's weird.
Yeah.
That's
not always very nice.
That's an easy way to get someone to actually, you know, have fruit and veg.
Yeah. Right. Let's just go see Zodge.
Yes. So you go to the Flaming Fist office at the Basilisk Gate. Zodge is, he's not looking any chirpier than he did the other day. Okay. You're back.
Yes.
So,
good morning.
It's actually late afternoon.
It's morning for us.
We've only just woken up.
Right. It has been a very long series of hours that may or may not be longer than 24.
Right, yeah. Well, it's been over a day since you went, so I suppose that tracks. I'm guessing you met up with Tarina, considering I heard about the little fracas at the Elf Song.
We didn't start it.
I'm sure you didn't. I'm sure you
definitely
finished it,
ended it, yes.
Good.
We went to the bathhouse.
Oh, it was a bathhouse?
Yes. Huh. It's under new management now.
You know what? Fine, clear it with the guild. I don't mind.
Yeah. There was a lot of caverns and catacombs underneath it that were filled with cultists to the dead three. They're
that
all
tracks.
Dead now.
Good.
All of them. They were in the pay of... what's her damn name? Anyone remember her damn name?
Thala Vampire?
Thalamura Van Thampur.
That's it. She was paying...
Wait.
No,
you're telling
better.
Me...
It gets better.
Okay. But you're saying one of the three dukes who run Baldur's Gate now, because fuck knows what's going on with Ravengard, now he's wherever the hell Elturel is,
uh-huh.
was playing Cult of the Dead 3 to go around murdering people here.
Yes, yeah. Because she wanted rid of you, the Flaming Fist.
Oh, of course, of course. Make us look incompetent.
She might also have been involved in the whole Elturel thing. I'm less certain about that. She definitely had your man go to Elturel just before it all happened.
Right. Shit. Okay. Not that I don't believe you, because it makes a weird sort of sense. We're going to need proof.
Yeah, we're working on
something
that.
Like that. Okay, so however, good. Okay.
However, there is a couple more things that you should know about this Dead 3 cult. One, they'd pissed off a load of Tiamat cultists who are also now dead. We dealt with those for you as a freebie, as it were.
Okay. How many of them were there?
Five.
Oh, because she's got five heads of...
Because of course.
Yeah, but there's going to be more than that running around, which means they'll be somewhere in the city, so I would advise watching your back.
Yes, well, that kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it? On the subject of evidence of Vampathir's duplicity, shall we say, we do have a lead on some of that, but as you might imagine, that would constitute a secondary job. I do not like being press-ganged, Mr. Zodge. So, going forward, you and I, and these fine people, will be acting on a more equal footing, shall we say. You do not give me commands. I may not currently be sitting my throne, but I am the heir to it. If you would like us to procure the evidence that you wish... We do have a very good line on how to get it, and we are happy to procure it for you, obviously, for the appropriate price.
Oh, right. Stuff for the job that we've just done, so we can get paid. Yes, right. I start unloading flails and books and stuff onto Zodge's desk.
This is the evidence of the previous job.
Right. Okay.
I'm sure we've got a bag of daggers around here somewhere.
Okay. You can... Okay, right. Marcus, get the payment money. Okay, very well. You are no longer press gang. You are now currently working in association with the Flaming Fist. You can keep the badges for now. They will actually be helpful. Marcus is bringing your remaining payment. You received 75 each in advance. You will now each get another 125. Paying the 200 that we arranged for this job, I will offer you another 300 each for proof regarding what you are suggesting that the Duke has done. If you also happen to, kill her in the process, and it turns out that you are entirely justified in doing so, you will have the gratitude of the Flaming Fist. And believe me, that is a very useful thing to have.
Mm-hmm. So 300 for evidence, plus gratitude if she's dead.
And she deserved it. If you kill her and it turns out you're lying, there'll be problems. But I don't think you're lying.
Can I just check to make sure that, like, the fact that she's hiring cultists to murder people isn't enough right now?
I have your word that she's doing that.
Ah, right, I see.
Oh, I need proof.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just, I rock up to the Grand Dukes and say, the ruling council dukes and say, hey, that lady on your ruling council is paying cultists to murder people. Best case scenario, they laugh me out of the room. Worst case scenario, I'm hanging from a noose.
Can I ask a secondary question?
By all means.
When it comes to... evidence, and particularly witnesses, do you have any leeway with regards to King's evidence, as it were? So if they turn King's evidence, they receive pardon for any crimes they may have committed while being coerced by said Duke.
Yeah, we can pull that off. Why? Who have you got to switch?
At the moment, I'm going to keep that card particularly close to my chest because it's going to provide us with more evidence.
Okay. if you could get someone involved to switch, someone credible, so you'd want someone close. I know she has three sons, so if you've gotten one of them to switch, good work. Yeah, we can do King's Evidence. I mean, I don't know 100% I'll say full pardon, but we can definitely guarantee they won't be executed.
Excellent. Well, I tell you what, we will return once we have procured more evidence for you. It's a pleasure doing business with you.
You know what? It is actually a pleasure doing business with you as well. This is actually turning out to be a lot, lot more successful than I thought it might be. Ah, and here's Marcus. Good timing. You each receive a purse containing another 125 gold.
Hooray!
Woo.
I don't have an advance at the moment for the newly arranged, but you have my word that you will receive the 300 each
partners
upon successful completion.
Partners don't require advances.
Yeah. No, now I suppose they don't.
Well, press gang me, fuck.
just taking it in stride.
In fairness, he probably did try the shotgun approach by press ganging as many people as he could with promise of money. Because I don't think the advance was an original part of the offer.
No, it wasn't. I argued him into that.
Yep. So he's probably sent out a bunch of groups for no money and asked for some money, and we're the ones who got results.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Excellent.
Excellent. Right. So, okay. So, is there anything else you're planning on doing before you are intending to head off to the Lowlight Tavern? I ask because you are meant to go up to level 3 now before you go there. Woo! But I don't really want the last 25 minutes or so of the session to be leveling up, because that's not very interesting for our listeners.
And I think Ladle wanted to check on her shop.
Yes, I mean, Ladle can, you know, you can always have Ladle check on her shop.
I
need to check on my shop. I mean, if we have like a, I would like to do some shopping and buying and selling of stuff. But one thing I do want to check is this crown that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
I think the cultists said that they could track it somehow.
Yeah, they did do that.
Yeah.
So to our magic-y people, I will go up to them when we're in a more private place, not like in front of Zorch, and say like, those cultists said they could track this. So I'm just checking if you can feel anything on it that makes it
okay.
Tricky.
Please specify who you are classing as the magic-y people.
Actually, I know you're a researcher, and I know that...
You're almost certain that I'm a monk as well.
Do you basically mean the religious people?
If you want knowledge, I got plenty. It's magic I don't got.
But this is an item for a god, so...
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen Miri and Amberhide both... No, I've seen Amberhide... I gave Amberhide the books because he's a researcher, and I've seen Miri do magic, so I will go up to those two people and ask about this crown, if there's anything I can do to make it less trackable by this cult before I put it in my shop. Or if I should just melt it down or throw it in a bush, because I am not having cultists in my shop.
I will look at Miri in the first instance. You might have a more direct line on this one than me.
I don't know. This feels awfully magic-y, but I suppose it does have a link to a god. So we can try having a look. It's just not a god I really want much to do with.
Even if you can feel if there's magic on it, some kind.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try. You know, show
if
you
not,
some
I'm going to go offload it to the first available shopkeep I can find. So it's not going back to the shop, my shop. So I'm not taking this into my home if cultists can trace it.
So some sort of arcana roll as Miri just sort of like turns it over and tries to figure out if there's anything she can work out about it?
Right.
Or what? I don't know.
Okay. Let me have a look. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, given you're coming at this from a religious perspective, can you make me a religion check, please?
Okay, religion, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, as a cleric.
I technically do have the detect magic spell prepared, but I'm not willing to use one of my three spell slots for this. So, yeah. Religion. Ooh, 18.
Okay. So, given Tiamat is a god, it is likely that she can basically track this. So it's not even so much that the cultists are, like, say, running their own magic tracking spell. You are pretty sure that it's that Tiamat knows where this thing is because knows roughly where this thing is because it's her property.
Yeah, that sounds like
that
it.
That makes sense.
Because it was stolen from her. So, yeah. You imagine she's just sort of giving the cultists visions or of some description to allow them to sort of get a bead on it and tell them where they should be looking for it.
Right. Basically, the god herself can see it and follow it. I don't think you can just leave it in a random shop. If you give it to someone without any warning, they could get killed.
Oh,
either
no.
we have to keep it so that the cultists don't get it, or just leave it in a bush or something, and they can collect it in their own time without hurting any innocents.
I see. Thank you for the information. Can we be off on our errands? Are we going to meet up later? Are we going back to the tavern?
The same goes for the mask, then.
Yes, but I've got a plan for the mask. I'm going to grind it to dust.
I mean, in that case, melting down the crown might be an option.
It's an option.
I don't know how that will affect your ability to trace either of them.
I've popped it back in my bag.
To be perfectly honest, how to put this, cultists coming to us and being dealt with is better than them running around in the town, murdering people. Is it not?
That's true. And it saves us the effort of finding the buggers.
Exactly. My plan is to destroy this porcelain mask by grinding it to powder and then reconstitute the powder into a completely new mask.
As long as you don't plan to then sell that mask onto someone else, that's fine.
Oh no. I'm going to be keeping that mask.
All right.
Also, Ladle, can I buy some things from you? Basically, I want to buy a poisoner's kit from you because at the point where I get to level 3, I will be proficient with a poisoner's kit.
Yeah, so I have a few errands to run myself, including going shopping and selling a few jewels and gems that we picked up.
Well, I will be joining you.
Popping back to my shop.
Because guard.
Yes. So, shall we go our own ways for a couple of hours and then meet up?
I think that would work.
Sounds like a good idea.
I'm going to study these books carefully.
Okay, is this the three books you found in the sarcophagus?
Yes, because Rat Lady's book has gone to Zodra's evidence.
Okay. Right. So, after some careful study, you discover that, these are all spell books, and they each contain some spells. So, right. Book number one, which is the one that was bound in red leather, that contains the following spells. Burning Hands.
I like that one.
Detect Magic. Disguise Self.
Slightly dodgier.
Fog Cloud. Ray of Sickness.
Oh no.
Silent Image.
Silent Image. Well, that's an interesting selection.
Spellbook 2, which is the one that was Umber, with a personal rune burned into it.
Oh, personal rune?
Yes, as in sort of, sort of like a...
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, like a personal, like a signature, really, of whoever the unfortunate spellcaster who previously had this book and is probably very, very dead now. So this one contains Charm Person, Find Familiar,
Interesting.
Identify.
Ooh.
Magic missile.
Always good standby.
And sleep.
But when the magic missile doesn't work.
And then the third book, which is the one bound in scaly black reptile hide, that contains Cloud of Daggers, Dark Vision, Detect Magic, Featherfall, Mage Armor, Magic Missile, and Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Oh no. One-way ticket to split ribs.
Of course, the main issue you have here is no one in your party can actually
cast any of
learn the spells, because you need to be either a wizard or a sorcerer.
Can't learn them. I'd be able to find someone who can transfer them to scrolls, though.
Possibly. Would cost money.
Yeah, and I don't know how much.
Well, no, neither do I. That's the problem. I'll have to try and figure out.
So, I might, because I'll have gone back to like the research hub that I work at to do this, because it's got like protective wards and shit. Some of the older books bite. Let's put it like that.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll probably put some feelers out there as to who might be able to transcribe from a spell book to scrolls and see if they know what sort of price is the going rate for that sort of service. That may or may not lead into... Okay, so my background is Sage, feature researcher. It's all about being able to learn or recall a piece of lore. But it's one of the things that comes in the description when I was generating this character is if you don't know where it is yourself, you always have a line on who might.
Okay. That makes sense.
I would like to petition the GM that my academic connections will probably put me in contact with someone who can do that as a service.
Okay. That makes sense, yeah. You mentioned it to your colleague, and they will put the feelers out. It's not going to be an immediate process.
No.
But give them a little time, and they should be able to find someone who can at least tell you what the pricing would be.
I mean, we're not exactly planning to leave the city at this point in time, so that sounds fine to me.
Okay. Right. Who else has something they want to do? Obviously, we know Laidl and Guariel, you're going to be going to check out the shop.
Not yet.
Okay.
Myself and Guariel will be heading off, and we've chatted a few times and stuff. So I am going to make my way to the head of the Alchemist Guild, who I am on very good terms with.
Mm-hmm.
I did her a favour. With the crown. And ask to have a meeting with her.
Okay. She does, in fact, have some time in her her calendar. So you are invited into her office. It's considering she's head of the guild, you'd think it'd be grander, but it's actually very sort of like, it's like one of those sort of university professor offices. It's very cluttered. There's lots of books lying around, more than a few sort of pieces of scientific equipment that have been sort of set up, and in most cases are just sort of sitting there gathering dust a bit, but there are a couple bubbling away on something or other. Ah, hello. Hello, Laidl. Hello, yes, please take a seat. Hello. Who is this gentleman? Hello. Pleasure to meet you.
Hello.
He is currently hired to be my bodyguard. I've come into possession of an interesting item, and I would like your advice on what I should do with it.
I see. May I see the item in question?
Indeed, and I reach into my bag, and it's covered in cloth at the moment, and I reveal it to her, and it's obviously the crown of... this is the crown of Tiamat. Now, as I understand... this is a holy object to a group of cultists who may or may not be looking for it. And right. I wasn't sure if it could be of any use to the guild if we were to say wanting to draw cultists to a certain person that we may or may not like.
I see.
Bearing in mind she has hired me to poison people that she didn't like before.
Well, yes, that is certainly an interesting way of doing it. I think we could find a use for this.
I would like to just emphasize that it is possible that this is being tracked. So if you wish for me to lose it in a river, I am quite happy to do that, but I do not wish for the target to remain on myself. So this is partially for selfish reasons.
No, I can understand that. We have containment circles we can use to keep it from drawing too much attention until we want it to. And we can arrange some financial restitution for you.
Marvellous.
Yes, I think this will work out very beneficially for both parties.
Yes, as you know, we do like to look after each other.
Well, exactly, yes. Say 250 gold pieces?
I have no idea if that's a good amount. Do I need to roll for that?
It was valued at 200.
I'm not going to buy a hand off, but... yes, I think that's quite reasonable for... I was looking for a particular item that I've been trying to procure for one of my particular remedies. I understand if you may or may not have it on hand, but I am looking for... there's a couple of ingredients for potions that I can make that are very, very expensive and very hard to get hold of. So I'm happy to discuss those with you outside of this, if you like. But there's something called a purple worm poison, but I must harvest it from an incapacitated purple worm, or wyvern pearl poison, which has to be harvested from a dead or incapacitated wyvern. The purple worm that to buy outright is 2,000 gold, and the wyvern is 1,200 gold, so it's not cheap and not easy to get hold of. But if I can... No. But if I can put in a way of investing or finding a line or a means to getting my hands on some of that somehow, but down the line, because I don't know if we're going to have an encounter with a purple worm at any point.
They are so sort of like an installment plan.
Yeah, or an investment, or if this is a way to set up somehow procuring it in the future. Because it's a very specialist item and not something I'm likely to be able to find for myself laying around. But she would, I would hope with connections in the Alchemist Guild that she would have some kind of lead on where to get something for that. And I would like to use this as a goodwill gesture of some kind, or an investment of the money.
I see. We'll have to look. Obviously, because they are fairly rare, but we have suppliers who've been able to get it, procure it for us before. So, give us a day or two to reach out to our sources, and we'll see what we can come up with for you.
Very, very grateful, as always.
Well, you know, one hand washes the other.
Indeed. I scratch, you scratch.
We all scratch together.
And I happily hand over the crown.
Gwario looks confused for a moment because that just sounds horrible.
having gone to the crown, I would take the... her looking for the potion as payment. I don't expect to take the gold from her as well.
Yeah. No, she understands that. That's the...
Yeah, 250 gold is a lot. But so is what I'm asking for.
Yeah.
At which point I will head back to Ladle's Remedies. Check to see if I've had any letters come through about any special services that may be required.
Nothing yet. Just the usual circulars.
On the way back, can we swing through the marketplace and I will purchase a mortar and pestle and a poisoner's kit, because I need to grind a porcelain mask to dust and then reconstitute it.
I have those things you can use. I have plenty of that in my shop.
Well, here's some money then.
No need. Your services are...
And then I'll spend the rest of the afternoon making the porcelain mask into a completely different porcelain mask.
Okay.
I'll make you comfortable in my living room while you do that, because I've got some potions and stuff to brew during our downtime as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So, Salik, do you have anything you want to be getting up to in the meantime?
Salik has decided it would be a good idea to go back to the tavern to keep an eye on our friend who's there.
Okay. You return to the Elf Song. Mortlock seems to be sort of quietly ensconced in a corner drinking on his own. No one is coming near him. He doesn't seem to be making any trouble. He is keeping a very close eye just on everything. He's watching who's coming, who's going, very carefully. And he's got his back to the wall.
Okay, I'm not necessarily gonna like go sit with him, but
you'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough. And Miri, did you have anything you wanted to do?
Just because we're saying we should all stay together, she wants to go back to her old lodgings and take anything she's got left there.
Okay.
Yeah, check out, I guess.
Okay. They are sad to see you leave, because you are not such a nice, sweet lady. But they wish you well in your escapades.
I'll tell them that I'll come back if I get a chance. It's been lovely.
Hmm. Okay. So with that, you all reconvene back at the Elf Song, and then get ready to make your way to the...
Low Light?
Low Lantern Tavern.
Oh,
but that is for next time, and also you will all be gaining a level, so you'll be ready for that then. But yeah, so that's us for this evening. Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this. If you have, please do leave us reviews wherever you listened to us. They all help spread the word. And you can find us on Blue Sky at cultteandice.bsky.social, I believe.
Com, I think. On Blue.
Just look for the Cult Tea and Dice on Blue Sky, you'll find us.
If you go Cult Tea and Dice, you're probably going to.
Yeah. Play. There's only one cult of Tea and Dice. Well,
and it's us.
You know. And it's us. Indeed it is. So we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, you can't see me. Bye.